Hi, I'm Tanya Prince, and today I'm going to be speaking with EFT Master Paul Lynch about how to work with pain. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tanya.
Thank you for joining me today. Can you tell me a little bit about the approach that you use with pain?
Well, for about the last 8 years now, I've been using a system called The Colour of Pain, which has always been a bit of a working title.
Mm-hmm.
But we all suspect a lot of the time that unresolved emotions can cause physical aches and pains. What this system does is directly elicits the causes, the emotional causes of pain, but also interacts with it too, by asking a series of questions, we get to the emotional causes of it, of
mm-hmm.
the pain.
You say interacts with it. What precisely do you mean by interacts with it?
Well, by asking a series of questions, mm-hmm. we get to get the client to, as such, tune in to the area of the pain, and by asking a series of questions, it's getting them to tune in to themselves, as such.
Mm-hmm.
And once we find out the emotional causes of the pain, we interact with it by using EFT. Surprise, surprise! But what I find is that there's some quite surprising results to the questions that I ask. And it's often a surprise to the client as well. They have no idea a lot of the time where the causes of their pain originates.
And what type of questions would you ask, Paul?
For example, I get a reading as such, or a sub-level, and the classical version of EFT by asking someone to describe their pain specifically. It might be a throbbing headache, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get them to grade it, as usual, out of 10. But then I ask them to close their eyes, and I ask them to move their awareness down to the area of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ask questions like, for example, if it had a colour, what would it be? And is it bigger or smaller than your hand? And these questions are designed to get my client in to tune into themselves and become more self-aware. And the last question I ask is, if it had a feeling or an emotion, what would it be? Just guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where the surprise element comes in, because by the fact that they're now tuned in to
mm-hmm.
the pain, it means that they're more able to accurately assess and find the emotional cause of it.
I just think that guesswork question is such a brilliant one, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
You know, especially with what you're doing there, you're absolutely directly tuning them in, so they're so focused on that one thing.
Yeah.
And then you're just simply flipping in the guess question.
Yeah.
Which kind of just bypasses the conscious mind, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you develop this?
Well, mm-hmm. I'm an LP trained, and I know you are too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an evolved version of finding the submodalities of pain.
Mm.
It's trying to find the how someone grades their own pain, but more than that, it helps people to develop their own system whereby they can find out pain detective as such and find out the true causes of their pain. So if it's successful once by me working with them,
mm-hmm.
it's then able they're able to use the questions on themselves, and they can then to use a phrase, self-diagnose as such, which is really quite self-empowering, I find.
Well, I think it's brilliant to be able to have the tools to help yourself. It's part of what we do as therapists, isn't it? It's give people the tools. But what you're saying here is that, you know, a person can go out of a session after having learned this technique and very simply apply the same kind of questioning technique to themselves and then do the guess question on themselves as well, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'd still recommend doing it with someone, but
mm-hmm.
then, of course, if you have the questions written down, then anyone can ask those questions and get the client to get that person to tune
mm-hmm.
into the causes of the pain. But if you haven't got someone, then you could just ask the questions to a tape machine
mm-hmm.
and have a pause in between, and so that then you can then find out what's actually causing it.
Is speed a factor here in asking those questions? Because you're going for the quality of the feeling, the quality of the pain experience, such as, you know, what colour has it got, etc. Yeah, is speed a factor here in asking those questions and getting the answers?
Is what, sorry?
Speed a factor? Do you have to go with the first question, or can you ponder over that for 5 minutes?
No. There's a reason why several people have asked me in the past, why do I work so quickly?
Yeah. Well,
the reason for that is because if you leave too much of a pause, then the conscious mind gets in the way and can ruin the experience of the colour of pain. So I ask questions very, very quickly, and the accuracy of the response is multiplied by the speed of the questions.
Yeah, I think not everyone realizes, you know, because we're working with a technique that's a variation of some of the NLP stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And speed is often quite crucial in that kind of stuff, isn't it?
I find so, yeah.
Mm. So, how successful is it, Paul? Let's get to the crux of it.
Okay. Well, the thing is that I find that in the percentage rate, it's above 90%.
Mm-hmm.
But what I say to people is this, that if it works... Yeah. In the session, if it's successful working on that, on just one pain, for example, then if it works during that time, then by definition, it works. And therefore, they can use it if the pain comes back, for example, they can ask the same question, the same series of questions. And what I also say is, and I'm echoing Gary Craig here, that some people have like a storage ground as such, or people store different emotions in certain areas of their body. People say, oh, it's my bad back or my bad neck or whatever. So it might be just that we're working on the emotion of the day, but tomorrow there might be a different emotion that needs to be addressed using the same series of questions.
That's really interesting, isn't it, Ben, that they're just literally using that one place in their body to fling everything into it.
Yeah, I call it a pigeonhole.
Yeah.
That people pigeonhole their emotions and store them there for a rainy day as such. But and 30, 40 years later, it's still there.
Yeah. So what are the benefits might a person have from using this technique?
Well, the greatest, I feel, is developing self-awareness. When people go to the doctor, for example, they are asking the doctor what they think is the problem. With this, they're getting directly involved and saying, they're asking themselves what the problem is. And most of the time, they're getting accurate responses back. And the fact of the matter is, and the most important thing is that the pain's going. So that's obviously the most important thing.
Yeah. Do you find any particular emotion creates pain any more than any other?
Not necessarily, no. Mm-hmm. I would say that there's a whole gambit of emotions that people store in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, sadness, grief, you name it, it's there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So after treatment, after using this particular technique, what if the pain comes back? What happens?
Then,
I mean, you've already mentioned it a little bit, but...
Yeah, I would just say use the system again, either by getting someone to read the questions for you or putting them, like I say, on a tape machine and try it over several days. And then you might find that after several days of using it, the pain doesn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might go to another location, of course. Then just, again, you would then use the same system, but in that different area of the body.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, by the way, as an aside, really, is that when I developed this system as such, the most surprising thing was that when people would start, for example, saying, I've got this black, solid feeling in my knee, for example, what I wasn't expecting was that after a round of tapping, that the colours would change, go to red or whatever, and then eventually the colours would be completely neutral or clear. So that was the unexpected thing that that came out of this.
No, I think I've noticed that myself, that you get this transition, this shift, and it's interesting though, isn't
it? Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily just this complete corner.
No, that's right. But it does make you think, what are we actually tuning into here?
But you've actually written about this as well, haven't you? I'm aware of that.
Yes, it's actually the questions that I ask, and it's been unaltered in the 8 years since we wrote the book. The questions are actually in the book that we've written called Emotional Healing in Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's by me and my wife, so by Van and Paul Lynch.
Yeah, so that does actually give this technique in quite detail, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very simple technique, but very effective.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. Thank you, Paul, for taking the time out to join me today and to talk about the colour of pain.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for asking me the questions.
Thanks a lot, then. Bye-bye, Paul.
Goodbye.
Bye.